AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Africa, the continent for the 21st century. Africa, the target of two foes of the United States of America in Europe. That would be Moscow and Beijing. Africa, however, is a vast landscape with many different directions and histories and ceremonies and needs. So I welcome Tom Henriksen, Emeritus Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institution, writing most recently about Africa from the point of view of Russia and China. We'll begin with Russia in the Central African Republic, a particularly troubled state. And I learned from Tom that the Wagner Group, notorious for its conduct in the Ukraine invasion, the Wagner Group has been there for some time as an enforcer. This has to do with blood diamonds and other bad activities. Tom, a very good evening to you. What do we need to know about what the Russian Foreign Ministry wants in Africa? In particular, what does the Wagner Group want in Central Africa? Good evening to you.
Oh, good evening to you, John, and thank you for inviting me. The Wagner Group are mercenaries, if you indicated, and they're looking to line their own pockets as well as expand Russian influence. Let me just dissect that quickly. The idea is that there are many valuable resources in Africa, and we think most of the time think of things like ivory, but there's also gold, there's oil, there's rare earths, which are necessary materials for things like high tech devices and so on. So there are many things to be extracted from Africa, and the Wagner Group, being a mercenary group, can sell itself to a particular power or a particular dictator in a country who is either trying to take over the control of the country or trying to preserve his control. And so they sell their services, and not just to train troops, so they do that. They train indigenous African forces and militias, but they also can engage in bloody conduct themselves. And they've been charged with the sort of things we associate with the Ukraine. I mean, killing innocent people, men, women, and children, and so on. And so they are definitely interested, like a pirate group, in expanding their own riches, taking advantages, but at the same time spreading some influence from Moscow.
Is it significant that this is the ungoverned part of Africa? Is that where the Wagner Group does best in the open atrocities zone?
Yes, they've been most active in areas that are in fact not well governed or have problems. And there's a belt of countries, you know, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, it exists in the so-called Sahel region, which is down from the Sahara, but not in equatorial Africa. It's kind of semi-arid region. And these countries are poor, but they can be run right. And they're not often run right. The governments are corrupt. Or if they aren't corrupt, they'll be sometimes overthrown by those that are. So it's an unstable region.
I mentioned Mali in particular because recently the French were there enforcing for some years against what was said to be terrorist activity. But the French have left. Has the Wagner Group replaced them in Mali?
In some ways, yes, unfortunately. The French did a good job when they were there. There were about 5,000, which is not a small force from the outside world. The United States has about 6,000 forces in Africa. The French were quite good, but they got very discouraged with the coup in Mali that got rid of the democratic elected government and decided to pull out, unfortunately for us and for Africa, too, I think.
Well, I'm noticing a theme here, Tom. whenever the governance is poor or dictatorial, the Russians prosper. So let's move to the Chinese. They come with a checkbook or a promise of credit, the Belt and Road Initiative. Have they been successful in Africa? Because there are recent reports of a lot of bad debts around the world.
Yes, that's very true. As you know, the Chinese embarked on a very large scheme, this so-called Building Roads Initiative. The idea was for China to bankroll large transportation type activities. It could be a port, could be a railway, it could be a highway that would facilitate trade. And facilitate trade for mostly China. But the problem, as you've hinted at, is that these countries can't repay the debts. And many times, of course, the projects have, as you'd expect, cost overruns. And so China, in a sense, uses this as leverage against these countries to gain access. And for the same reasons, it's partly, we should also acknowledge that along with the Russians, they want to deny United States and confound the United States with another problem as if we don't have enough. But in Africa, it's a different game for them. They're not mercenaries. These are state enterprises funded by the official PRC, People's Republic of China, in these countries. And they, as I've said, they gain leverage over the governments there that are desperate to repay. And sometimes they have to repay in chemicals, or that is to say oil, or in material wealth. And so China gains access to these. At the same time, it can deny the United States access to them.
The so-called allies, Russia and China, do they work together in Africa, or are they at odds with each other, Tom?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I don't think there's a definitive answer. But the best answer that I have is they are allies on the surface. But that doesn't mean they each don't have their own agenda. It's the same sort of thing that they might be allies around the world just to confront the United States. But they're not going to be brothers. If the United States vanished tomorrow, they would be at each other's throats. So they do cooperate and they do help each other, and they back each other up, of course, most of the time in the United Nations if there's a vote on the Security Council or something. But they are definitely against us. That much we know for absolute sure. And they'll cooperate with each other, at least in the short term.
What is your measure of the U.S. policy now under the Biden administration towards Africa? Is it benign neglect? Are they active anywhere, Tom?
Well, I think it is benign neglect. I don't think they really know what to do. I mean, America has a lot of problems, as you and I know. We have problems in Ukraine. We have problems with Taiwan. We also have problems with countries, smaller countries such as Iran and North Korea. And so we all know all of that. So we have to do something about Africa, but we don't have huge resources. We can't do what the Chinese did. They have much more extensive trade with Africa than we do. We sometimes, I think, are a little too pushy on expecting these countries to adopt, Western style 21st century democracy, forgetting how long it took the West to, in fact, become democratic. It took centuries. And sometimes, as one African diplomat put it, he said, from China, we get a harbor or we get a bridge or some other object that's been built, a railway and so on. From the United States, we get a lecture.
Tom Hendrickson is an emeritus senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. I'm John Madden.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.